Blog Talk Radio.
Gathering and prayer is to help bring about manifest our wishes, which is mainly abundance and peace. We will continue with this until we have abundance sorted for abundance is coming to the reality of the light workers to begin with. I don't want to talk too much because I would like to listen to the opening prayer first before we continue. So please join me with listening to the opening prayer. So I'd like to ask you to take a deep breath, make yourself comfortable, and listen to this beautiful opening prayer. Thank you.
Would like to start our program with this opening prayer on behalf of all of you who have joined me today. Mighty I Am Presence, I acknowledge and accept your perfection in my life. I thank you for your gift of life and the opportunity to serve. I thank you for all the blessings I receive. I will work for good and not be led astray by error. I will acknowledge your imminent magnificence and bow worshipingly at your divine feet. Enter my world today and manifest your perfection in all that I say and do, how I think and how I treat others. Place your beautiful tube of light around me so that nothing can touch me that is not the pure light of God. Blaze the flames of protection, purification, and transmutation through my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional vehicles, freeing me from the illusion of the lower self. Allow me every opportunity to show divine love and to worship the mighty I Am present in every moment. These words are my eternal gems, guiding me to God, the bright and dazzling light from which my eyes never wander. Beautiful God, loving God, eternal God, God everywhere, God in everyone. Amen. So be it. Thank you.
Right. Welcome again, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this group meditation and prayer for peace and abundance. I just want to mention one thing, one or two things to you, please. Today, on the 2nd of January, there was obviously, like every day, there's a new message from Archangel Gabriel, my Oversoul. And today's, I don't channel this, by the way, I just share them. Today's message was about a sort of meditation and visualization that to me was new. If anybody else knew about it, I have no idea. But I'd like to invite you to have a look at this on the Gabriel's Facebook page. What it says is that visualize yourself in the cosmos. And with the intention that you're putting out there, just switch that intention on for everybody to see. And then see that the others are attracted to that light you just switched on with that intention, for that intention. And that will manifest down here in our world, the reality that you are wishing for. I thought it was brilliant, and it's such a simple thing to do. And it didn't say you've got to do this every day, three times a day, but he just said this is what you do. So it's very simple. You know, he says if you want to, for instance, attract certain types of customers or friends to yourself, you can use this to bring about what you like to do, to bring about in your life. So there is another issue I want to talk to you about, please, and that is breathing. Breathing is so important, and this meditation is based on breathing. So at least for the first half of the meditation, if you can, make sure you breathe as deeply as possible into your abdomen and exhale very slowly. This opens up a portal for you into higher realms. It helps us in our ascension. This is all the things that are new to me too, and so I'm sharing them with you. It helps us in our ascension. So let the blessings of this group meditation flourish in our lives and be a habit for us to breathe deeply, and also gratitude does the same as well. So when you show your gratitude for whatever, your friends, your health, that also plays a big role, opens a portal for you, and brings about a new energies that will help you to evolve and raise your vibrational frequency. That's all I wanted to share with you today. So I would like you to listen to the Lord's Prayer with me, and then we get ready for just a quick introduction to this type of meditation for those who are new, and then we start our meditation right on the 30 minutes from the start of the program. Thank you.
Oh.
Hello again, dear ones, and welcome back. The beautiful music that we just heard is called Lord's Prayer. It's in the original Aramaic language of Jesus Christ. And it is sung very beautifully by this lady, whose name I can't remember, I'm afraid. But we get to the next part of the meditation program today, which is explaining to you how we meditate in this program. It is very simple, at the same time very powerful. Remember that I mentioned earlier on, breathing is based on breathing, and we show gratitude for as much as we can. And our breathing is a divine breathing, so we bring in the divine breath, and our exhale is our gratitude, so we make the exhale last as long as possible. So what we do is make sure that we have contact with the floor, the ground, and we go through a short process of grounding, which I'm just going to explain. But make sure if you're sitting on the floor cross-legged, it's fine, but if you're sitting on a chair, make sure you have your feet on the floor, so make contact with the floor. And we make our backs straight, and breathe through the nose, and you breathe as deeply as possible into the lower abdomen. So you are bringing in a divine breath, so you pass this energy to all the cells of the body. To start with, breathe into the cells of the brain, and then as you hold the breath into your lower abdomen, push all that energy down to all the cells of the body. And breathing is rhythmic, so make sure that the gap between one breath to another stays the same, and the gap between the exhale and inhale stays the same. So your exhale is through the mouth, and you make it last as long as possible. And this is how I show, or we show, our gratitude for what we're having. And what I also usually add is that as you're exhaling, your lips form an O, because you are making it last. Just silently in your brain say the word Hu, which means God in the Sufi language, and that will even help you go deeper into your meditation, into your inner journey. So with our backs straight, you consider three of the seven chakras: the sacral chakra in the middle of the stomach, the solar plexus chakra, and the pineal gland chakra. And imagine you have got diamonds in these three chakras. So just like you switch on the light above your head, you switch these diamonds off. And we run a silver cord up from the sacral chakra through all the chakras, out through the crown chakra, and we extend that silver cord all the way to our Mother, Father, Creator God, and to the company of heaven. And we extend down from the sacral chakra to the center of the earth, to the crystalline heart of Mother Terra. And this way we have grounded ourselves, and also our body form a conduit of this beautiful energy that is coming to down to us from the heaven. And it's nicely grounded because we've grounded ourselves. And then I start saying a few words of prayer, and then I will leave it with you for the next 10-12 minutes after that to carry on with your breathing-based meditation. And I remind you again that in your own time, you show your appreciation, pray for whoever you want, extend your love, open up your heart and extend your love to all your families, all you, all the people on the planet, especially those who are going through tough times on the planet. So that's how simple the meditation is, but because we're doing it together, we're just making it so much more powerful. We're all one. I am because you are. Whatever is in my life is in yours effectively as well. What we're doing here is putting our intentions in the grid, and that grid will affect everybody. So whatever we put out there is affecting everybody. That's why they keep telling us that be happy, be joyful, you know, don't send negative emotions and stuff out onto the grid. Know that you're God, know that you're one, know that you're being looked after, know that you're not alone. So all these things are to remind us that we are all one. We're all cells of the same body, and we want to make all the cells of the body consciously aware, healthy, loving towards one another in a future that is very, very close to us. So we have a few more minutes, so I just let you to listen, to carry on listening to this music. But if you have some candles, turn them on, and then if you've got some incense, please burn one or two, and we start in a few minutes' time with our group meditation. Thank you. This beautiful music, by the way, is called Musical rapture. It's part of it. It's not the full 1 hour, 2 minutes. When Patricia Cotarobo's son crossed over, he went and got together with a French musician, and together they wrote this music. The musician was in contact with her son and was inspired. This is a healing music, by the way. It is a free music to download, and it's available on YouTube under the name of Musical Rapture. And I'm so grateful for having this music, because it's just so beautiful, and it just nicely brings about the atmosphere of the meditation that we're after. Okay, so I think we're all ready now. We just make ourselves comfortable in our position, and with the back straight, make sure your feet have got connection with the floor, with the ground. We start deep breathing through the nose. Our hands are on our knees, with the palms of our hands facing up, the middle fingers touching the thumbs. With the backs straight, consider the three chakras of sacral, solar plexus, and the pineal gland, and imagine three diamonds, three beautiful diamonds in these three chakras. So light them up as if you're lighting up the light above your head. This way, we not really grounded ourselves, but our body formed a portal of light for the beautiful flow, with the beautiful energy of God to flow through. So Mother Terra can send her energy up to the company of heaven. Feeling this beautiful energy flowing down through us. And we thank our Father, Mother God, for life at this time on planet Earth, for the good health that we have, for the opportunity that we're together to pray for not only for ourselves, but for everybody on the planet. We open our hearts, we hold our hands from our hearts together, we form a beautiful circle of love around our planet, around the beautiful Gaia of our planet, and we send our love, this love, all on the planet. Send our intention out there that we are peace, that we are one, that we are love. And this way we remind others who haven't woken up yet that they are also love, they are also one with us. Till we all wake up, Gaia will be happy. So we send our intention out there for the awakening of everybody, for peace on planet Earth. We send our blessings to the Middle East, where there seems to be most turbulence times at the moment, to Syria, all those countries there, to all the refugees who fled the areas of war in this harsh winter. Our hearts beat for them too. To all the leaders in that area, we as the flag holders of this light, we shine this light their hearts, and we invite them to come out of their illusional beliefs and come to the light and join the rest of the family of Earth for the ringing about the golden age of Gaia. We will not leave until all on the planet have entered the light. We know how important it is that the light workers have their abundance coming to them. So as we form this beautiful circle of love and light around the planet, we send our intention out there for the well overdue abundance, prosperity funds for us, so that we can move on with our good work. We send our intention out to the universe that we want it to happen now. We feel it, that it is with us. We want it to manifest in our lives. Thousands and thousands of families will benefit from these funds. So, just in your heart, send your intentions out there to the universe for the manifestation of prosperity funds to be with us thank the universe, our Father, Mother, God, all the messengers of God, all the ascended masters, all the galactic brothers and sisters, all the angelic and archangelic brothers and sisters. We thank all the company of heaven, the council of nine, all who are working tirelessly for our ascension. We thank them from the bottom of our hearts. We thank them. We thank you, God, for this beautiful opportunity that we're together to pray and meditate for ourselves and for others. And I thank each and every one of you in this meditation. Please carry on with your inner journey for the next 10 minutes, where we end the meditation. Maybe online, if you want to share some thoughts. beautiful group gathering. Ensure that we are making a change. We are playing a role, and a huge role maybe as well. I have been checking the statistics with who and how many people meditate with us. There aren't many people who meditate live with us, but there is a much bigger number of people who go back to it and listen to it. So we make sure that the energy is embedded in the recording as well, and we ask them to put add their intentions to it as well, so that we have a bigger impact. I usually have a couple of beloved friends who come in and share some beautiful stuff with us, and I know my dear friend Eleonora is online, so I see what she has to share this week. Hi, Eleonora.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Thank you for joining us again. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just going to say, it's your turn to take it on. We
okay.
enjoyed it so much last week.
Great. I'll continue with the one last week. Last week was
okay.
a shorter version. I'll do the complete version this time.
Okay, great.
On abundance. And
okay,
I'll
great.
Do it timely so that everyone can kind of say it along.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
And,
go ahead.
I won't
be talking in between of it, so we're just listening. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Repeating it quietly.
Okay. And this is from Patricia Cotterobel's book, Who Am I? Why Am I Here? And it is a decree for abundance and peace.
Sure. Great. Thank you.
I am my I am present. I am reclaiming the infinite flow of God's abundance. The perfection of the new earth is becoming a tangible reality in my life. I am one with all life. I am a surrogate for humanity. God's abundance and eternal peace are restored in my life and the lives of every awakening soul. I am manifesting my financial freedom and the God supply of all good things. This is providing the necessary sustenance and support I need to fulfill my divine plan. Through the eyes of my I Am Presence, I clearly see that God's abundance is my birthright. As I assimilate this truth, the divine intelligence blazing in my heart exposes the fact that all of the beliefs I have ever had that were based in poverty, lack, and limitation were merely illusions. The supply of all good things, financial freedom, opulence, and abundance are God's gift to me and to all of the sons and daughters of God evolving on earth. Prosperity consciousness floods into my mind and heart, and I see new, innovative ways to create prosperity in my life. Through my I Am Presence, I graciously accept and expect the divine, the infinite flow of God's abundance in my life, now and forever. I know the ebb and flow, the in-breath and out-breath of my life force is a universal law. So in return for my gift of life, I willingly and joyously agree to share my abundance with those who are striving to co-create a new earth. This is my gift of love, which I am giving back to God in appreciation for my gift of life. As I give, so shall I receive. I am at peace with the concept of sharing my money and my abundance with others, knowing full well that God's abundance is limitless. The fear of scarcity from my human ego no longer manipulates me. My I Am Presence is in control, and I know that by continually sharing my money and my gifts of abundance with those who are working to fulfill the divine plan, I open the door for a perpetual flow of abundance into my own life. This is a universal law of life. It is the law of the circle. The golden light of eternal peace in God's abundance is now blazing through every particle of life as it bathes the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth. This activity is forming a powerful catalyst of God's abundance, which is empowering, awakening humanity to joyfully accept our financial freedom. On behalf of all humanity, I am completely open and receptive to God's abundance, and I freely give and joyously receive my wealth. I am therefore eternally blessed with financial freedom, opulence, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Through my newfound prosperity consciousness, all of the financial sustenance I need to fulfill my divine plan is now flowing into my life daily and hourly. I accept and know that through the full gathered momentum of the I Am Presence pulsating in every heart, this glorious activity of light is expanding in power and might daily and hourly with every breath I take. Through the grace of God, it is victoriously accomplished. I now know and accept the light of God is always victorious, and I am that light, and so it is.
And so it is. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Patricia, and thank you, Eleonora. It just sends shivers down my spine. So beautiful. And you read it out so beautifully. Thank you.
Yeah.
For just being a good portion of this program with the good words that you're sharing with us. Do you have anything else to say? I'll see if Mona wants to share something. Would you like to say anything else?
Nope. I think that's kind of self-explanatory. This kind of summarizes everything that you talked about earlier. Yeah.
Exactly. In a beautiful way. I don't have his words. It just closes it in a beautiful way. Thank you. Would you just... I can't thank you enough, but would you just hold on and see what Mona has to say, please? Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Mona.
Hi, Gabriel. How are you, my brother?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for a beautiful show. It is so beautiful, the words that Eleonora said.
I know.
And,
I know. And, it just brings so much joy into me.
Yes, and I just wanted to add something very small.
Sure, no.
I was captured by something you said. At one point you said that we are the flag holders of life. And immediately it sent an image in my mind of everyone that is listening to a show holding a beautiful flagpole made of light.
Right.
And
okay.
I can see them walking across the world or holding hands. Encircling Mother Terra, each one with their own beautiful flag. And I just wanted to share that image with everybody.
Thank you.
And
thank
send
you.
My
that
love. And thank you for a very beautiful show.
Thank you. And this has been my visualization ever since I got to this path of awakening. So thank you very much for the confirmation. And that was beautiful to hear from you. Thank you, sister.
Okay.
Thank you for being
with
us.
All right.
Okay. We'll just stay
bye
around.
Bye-bye until next week. Yes,
bye-bye.
Yes, I will stay around. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'll just stay around for a few minutes. And then if nobody else is calling, then I will close the show. Oh, my God. That was so beautiful. Thank you, dear friends. Just stand by a few minutes. We'll see if anybody else is willing to call. Otherwise, we then close the show in a few minutes' time. Thank you. dear ones, I think with the help of the friends like Eleonora and Mona, we're doing a very good job. I can feel it in all the cells of my body that there couldn't be any better way that us newcomers in the world of spirituality do a job better than this. And I think we've just sent a huge message out into the world, into the universe, that we're here to create peace, and we want our abundance now, and we create our abundance now to help us in the path. We will be helping many thousands of families and other light workers to speed up the breaking up of the chain of enslavement that has been on each and every one of us for many thousands of years. We're feeling that freedom already. It is in our lives. We are free people. We will choose our own governments. We will choose men of God to run our governments, and not those who steal from us. Not those who just feed their own greed. And with that said, I will end the show this time today, until next Saturday, where we can do another one like this. Hopefully by then, our abundance is here with us, and we will be celebrating and planning how we can bring about the sustainable peace into each and everybody's lives. Thank you for joining me today. Peace and joy and blessings be with each and every one of you. Till next week, goodbye to you.